Listening Library presents Empire of Bones, Ashtown Burials, Book 3, by N.D. Wilson. Read for you by Thomas Vincent Kelly. Prologue. Grave Garden. On a wind-battered hillside, above a lifeless house, beyond the jagged battle line where sandstone cliffs held back the gray churning sea, in soft mossy earth beneath a towering redwood tree, there was a hole in the ground, 6 feet deep. Two brothers, breathing hard, scrambled out over the wet sandy mound beside it and dropped their shovels. A sister watched them pick up ropes beneath the long pine box. A tall man with dark skin and another with a thick, square beard stepped in to help. With arms crossed against the cold, Antigone Smith watched her father's pine box being lowered into shadow. Her cheeks were wet, washed with rain, wiped with wind. Wood sighed as the box settled in its hole. The brothers dropped their rope ends into the grave and backed toward their sister. Rupert Greaves raised his face to the wet sky and spoke the words of blessing for an explorer gone ahead. Antigone stood between her brothers and knew that this was where she would always be standing. For the rest of her life, her soul would keep roots in this place, at the foot of her father's grave in the California hills, above the cliffs, above the sea. Cyrus and Daniel Smith picked up their shovels. Gravel and sand and earth slapped down on